So schön, dass du da bist, hier beim Podcast Happy, Holy and Confident, deinem Podcast fürs Herz und den Verstand. Mein Name ist Laura Marlina Seiler und ich freue mich so sehr, dass du hier bist, dass wir Zeit miteinander verbringen können und ich hoffe, es geht dir gut und wo auch immer du gerade in deinem Leben stehst, hier einfach schon mal vorab von mir an dich die Message oder den Gedanken, dass alles gut wird und dass es manchmal so ist, dass wir nicht so richtig wissen, wie es weitergeht und wir vielleicht auch Angst haben und wir uns Sorgen machen und gefühlt irgendwie alles über uns zusammenbricht. Aber ich will dir an der Stelle einfach nur sagen, es wird alles gut und es sind meistens gerade diese herausfordernden Momente im Leben, wo wir uns vielleicht verloren finden oder wo wir uns verloren fühlen, wo wir uns aber selber wiederfinden. Und das sind die Momente, in denen die stärksten Seelenaspekte von uns zum Vorschein treten können und wo du dich selber einfach in einem ganz neuen Licht und in einer ganz neuen Stärke wiederfinden kannst. Und all die Arbeit, die wir machen, all diese Persönlichkeitsentwicklung-Arbeit und auch dieser spirituelle Weg, am Ende geht es ja auch darum, gerade in Momenten, wo es nicht so leicht ist und wo wir vom Leben herausgefordert werden, gerade in den Momenten auf sich selbst zu vertrauen und auf den eigenen Weg zu vertrauen. Und dass all die Arbeit, die du in den letzten Jahren gemacht hast, all deine Meditationspraxis, all das, zahlt sich in diesen Momenten aus, weil du dich auf dich selber verlassen kannst und weil du weißt, dass du diese innere Stärke in dir hast. Ich glaube auf jeden Fall an dich und alles wird gut. Und heute gibt es für dich hier im Podcast eine wunderschöne neue Podcast-Folge mit Sergio Bambarén. Und vielleicht kennst du Sergio. Sergio ist einer der bekanntesten Schriftsteller der Welt tatsächlich. Er ist ein peruanischer Schriftsteller und sein Debütroman damals, Der träumende Delfin, wurde in über 25 Sprachen übersetzt, millionenfach verkauft und ist ein super schönes Buch, wo es um ja so ganz in Anführungsstrichen einfache Lebensweisheiten geht, die wir aber manchmal immer wieder vergessen. Und ich habe mit Sergio darüber gesprochen, wonach die meisten Menschen streben im Leben und warum das, wonach wir meistens streben, eigentlich gar nicht das ist, was uns glücklich macht. Und was wir über Surfen vom Leben lernen können, denn Sergio und mich verbindet auf jeden Fall die Liebe zum Surfen. Und was eine Begegnung mit einem Delfin bewirken kann. Und wir haben natürlich auch darüber gesprochen, wie wir lernen können, der Stimme unseres Herzens zu folgen. Und Sergio ist ein so super inspirierender, toller Mensch. Und es war einfach ein ganz beseelendes, inspirierendes, erdendes Gespräch auf jeden Fall, das ich mit ihm hatte. Und wenn du das Gefühl hast, du brauchst gerade so ein bisschen Hoffnung und irgendwie das Gefühl, dass alles gut wird und dass du deinen Weg findest und dass manchmal auch der Weg, wo alle anderen irgendwie sagen, das ist nicht der richtige Weg, du aber fühlst, dass es der richtige Weg ist, dass das genau dein Weg ist und darauf auch zu vertrauen. Und bevor es jetzt gleich losgeht mit der Folge, ein ganz, ganz, ganz wichtiges Announcement noch von mir. Ich bin so aufgeregt und freue mich so sehr, denn jetzt am Samstag, den 17. September, gebe ich einen Workshop und zwar von 10 bis 15 Uhr, den Total Abundance Workshop. Und worum es geht bei Total Abundance ist, wie du wirklich in die Fülle kommen kannst. Vor allen Dingen auch in die finanzielle Fülle, aber auch in die Fülle generell in deinen Beziehungen, in deinem Leben und in diesem Gefühl mit dir selbst, dass du gut bist, so wie du bist, dass du genug Zeit hast, genug Liebe hast, genug Geld hast und dir selber vertrauen kannst, dass du alle Ressourcen in dir trägst, um genau das zu erschaffen, was du brauchst. Also 17. September. Du kannst dich jetzt noch anmelden. Es sind schon fast 3000 Menschen dabei. Und es wird so cool werden. Es wird online stattfinden. 10 bis 15 Uhr live. Du kriegst danach natürlich auch die Aufzeichnung zugeschickt, falls du nicht die ganze Zeit dabei sein kannst oder nicht live dabei sein kannst. Und wir werden zusammen unterschiedliche Meditationen machen. Ich werde über die 11 häufigsten Energieblockaden sprechen, die wir haben können. Und wir werden die auflösen. Und wir werden ja einfach eine wunderschöne Manifestation-Zeit miteinander verbringen. Und wenn du gerade auch hier das Gefühl hast, so ey, ich will gerne wieder mehr in meine Manifestationskraft kommen, ich möchte gerne mehr finanzielle Fülle, ich habe keinen Bock mehr in meinem Leben, immer das Gefühl zu haben, nicht genug zu sein oder nicht genug zu haben, dann könnte Total Abundance genau das Richtige gerade für dich sein. Ich freue mich riesig, wenn du dabei bist, 17. September. Den Link findest du in den Shownotes. Es wird so ein schöner Tag. Wir werden wirklich mit der Community zusammen sein. Wir können uns austauschen. Wir werden zusammen journalen, meditieren, Übungen machen. Du bekommst Input von mir. Es wird Live-Coachings geben. Und ja, also melde dich an. Der Link ist in den Shownotes. Und ich wünsche dir ganz, ganz, ganz viel Spaß jetzt mit der Folge mit Sergio Bambarén. I am so grateful and excited to have Sergio here on the podcast. Thank you so much for your time being here. And I'm really, really grateful to have the possibility to talk to you.
No, it's an honor for me, Laura, to be with you in such a beautiful environment and podcast. And thanks again for inviting me.
Yeah, you're welcome. So when I read your life story, I think it's so beautiful to see that you probably didn't know when you were like in your 20s that you would be an author. Was that ever your plan?
No, to tell you the truth, I had never written anything in my life. Only when I was in high school, some friends would ask me to write some letters for their girlfriends. until the day they found out, and that was it. they wanted to kill me, all the girls.
And how did it happen that you, I mean, you have such a, or maybe we go back a little bit in time when you were like in your 20s, 30s, what did your life look like? What was different maybe from the life you live today?
You see, since I was a kid, Laura, I felt it wasn't a call. It was nature, probably surfing, because I was 7 when I started surfing. You know, although I had a lot of wonderful friends, watching sunsets, going by myself, you know, sitting in a bank, very, very young. And of course, at the same time, doing what all kids did, you know, going to school. I went to a British school in Lima, Peru. Then I went to Texas A&M in Texas. And I'm a surfer nomad. So in some way, the purpose of going to these places to study and everything, basically during all the holidays, I would go, for instance, when I was in Texas, I remember going 2 times to Hawaii, going once to Mexico. I've been everywhere, and maybe that made the difference. I don't know. That spirit of adventure, gypsy, you know, and listening to the voice of my heart.
That's beautiful. I think the surfing is something that connects you and me very much. I mean, I also find such a peace and joy and excitement in surfing. I mean, I think it's really some kind of addiction. Like you really get nervous when
yes,
you cannot go out.
No. That's what I always say. Mm-hmm. When I have to make a presentation or some tour somewhere where there's no water, no ocean, after a week, less than a week, 4 days, I start to feel grumpy. Mm. And I have to go back to wet my scales. Mm. And that's the way it is. As we were talking before, you're going for a surfing session now. And me too.
Mm,
and
nice.
it only a soul surfer knows. The
we can give us a virtual high five when we're on the wave later. And we think of you. And send you some Maui wives. I think surfing is kind of also a philosophy of life, because I think surfing teaches you so much about life, right? And so much that you learn on the water, you can use in your, like on your life when you're walking, not surfing. What is something that surfing taught you?
I was lucky enough, maybe I did the things, you know, not the way they normally are done, you know, go to school, go to university, go to work. But every time I had an opportunity, I would travel anywhere with my backpack. And we're talking to places like Bali or, I don't know, Jeffrey's Bay in South Africa, France. And I've been so lucky to be able to serve in so many places around the world. I basically served all the places I dreamed of surfing one time. But the magical thing that happened was that while you travel, you meet so many different cultures, so many different ways of seeing life. And in the end, you understand that we're just a big family, and I've learned so much from, I mean, the culture, the people, understanding them. So basically, the way I see it is nobody owns the truth. We are just, we can believe the different things, but in the end, we're human beings, and we're all, at least most, the majority, striving for the same, you know, the path to happiness. And just to end, I started with surfing, but that took me, I was always surfing with dolphins, and then my next passion came, which is diving, and I've dived all around the world and snorkel with whales, dolphins, giant manta rays, and it's that connection with the ocean that that makes me so live a wonderful and happy life.
Beautiful. Your book. In German, it's Der träumende Delfin. In English, it's The Dolphin. And in all the other 25 languages, it is translated to. Maybe it's even more languages by now.
Yeah.
What inspired you to write that book?
It's amazing. I'll try to make a long story short.
You can take your time. Take us with you to your journey. There's no time pressure.
Thanks, Laura. Laura, I'm a gypsy, and you know, after surfing so many places, I said, where do I settle? And I migrated to Australia, to Sydney as a base, and of course, just like Hawaii, beautiful surf all over the place, a magical country. I love nature, all this. Amazing and weird at the beginning animals, you know, that I would be with, you know, just watching a kangaroo and a little kangaroo in the pouch it's the beauty of creation. And but I did something that I never thought would happen. I was working for a big multinational company. I'm a chemical engineer by career, and I have an MBA. And suddenly I started to climb positions in this company. And when I was 33 years old, I was the CEO of this multinational company in charge of, I don't know, 4,000 or 5,000 people around Asia and Australia and New Zealand. And, you know, this kind of positions always comes with what I call the material toys. You know, for grown-ups, you know, the fancy car, the private jet, six-star hotels, which is nothing wrong with it. But at the beginning, you know, it was nice. There was a lot of responsibility. And the beauty is that it gave me the opportunity of see so many faraway lands that I never thought I would travel to. You know, places like Vietnam, Burma, Korea, Japan. And again, keep learning through my voyage of my life. But then I made a big mistake. And it was the first big mistake. Suddenly one day, no matter all the material possessions I had, I felt so sad because I realized I was living to work and not working to live. And for me, the most important thing that any human being can have is his own time. So I didn't have the time to surf anymore. I didn't have the time to be in the ocean anymore, or maybe hiking the mountains. And to tell you exactly how it happened, I was closing a very big deal with some Asian entrepreneurs in, I remember, in the 17th floor in Singapore. And I had a panic attack. And I don't know, only a person who has a panic attack knows what a panic attack is. You start to sweat, you kind of breathe, you get nervous, your heart goes like a machine. So I had to leave the room in which I was. And for some reason, I started to run. I started to run towards the business office of that building. And while I was running, I remember the voice of my heart saying, telling me, Sergio, either you quit this world that is not the life you were supposed to live and it's making you miserable, or if you don't do it, you will do it for the rest of your life. And when you're 70 or 80, you will look back, you will unfortunately see that you didn't live the life that you always dreamed to live. So I went to the business center. I present my irrevocable, I quit my job. Of course, there was a lot of peer pressure. You're crazy, what are you doing? You work so hard to get where you are. And I said, yeah, but what's the point if I'm not happy? And so I took a sabbatical year. I gave away everything I had, my car, my house, everything, because I had to prove to myself that I was still that little kid that loved to watch a sunset in the cliffs of the city I was born. So I left everything, and I remember I bought an old van, and the only things I took with me were my surfboards, my guitar, my dreams, and a computer that, you know, 25 years ago, a laptop, it weighed 10 kilograms. And I went surfing to France, Spain, and Portugal. I felt in love with Portugal. So I was planning to stay only 1 week. I found an amazing surfing beach, and I stayed 3 months. And the only reason I took my computer, my laptop, was because I was in a very tight budget. And I did it on purpose, to prove myself that I should not depend on material possessions. There's nothing wrong with it, but that my freedom was real. I mean, my dream was real. So at the beginning, the laptop was only, I only use it to keep all my expenses of the day and be sure that the money I had would be enough for 1 year before I return to Australia. And don't ask me why. I kept surfing, and then there was life works in strange or wonderful ways. There was this beautiful full moon in this beautiful beach with no one. And one day I went surfing and a dolphin appeared. And he started, surfing with me. You've seen so much in Hawaii, probably. But the magic thing was that it was full moon, the ocean, the waves were not that big. And the ocean was like, it looked like silver or golden. And when I went to surf at night, just with the full moon, you could surf, the dolphin would come and surf with me. All the waves that I catch, it was just amazing. And this happened for 2 days, for 3 days and two nights. And after that, this amazing dolphin disappeared, because as any wild dolphin. And I will never forget going up through the cliff and going to my camper to put the expenses of the day. And I had the only thing I can tell it is I had a catharsis. And suddenly, something directly from my heart without passing through my brain, went into my hands, and I started writing. And this went on for 3 weeks until I felt I had said all I had to say. So it's amazing how it truly came from the heart. You know, things that I had been thinking so much in my professional career, you know, the way the world was changing. But the amazing thing is that, okay, I returned to Australia and I wrote it just for me. It was just for me. I remember when I finished writing it, it was like I finally found this golden key that I could get out of the golden cage I had placed myself in. And again, I felt like that 7-year-old kid left to the simple things of life. You know, the things that if we stop, just watch, sit, instead of running, they're all around us and they're free in this magical world. Well, I went back to Australia and of course I took a job that paid much less, but it was amazing because it was basically from home. When there was a swell, I could go surfing. And if it was a Wednesday morning, I didn't have to go to the office and I would do my work on a Saturday. So I felt I found the perfect job, the perfect place. And when I was a small kid, they taught me, you know, that angels have wings. But I discovered that there are some angels on earth also that walk. And I had these two amazing friends that for some reason they read what I had written. And they say, Sergio, why don't you send it to publishing houses? And I said, I wrote it for me. 1 week later, I was receiving a phone call from Penguin Random House of Australia, in which they wanted to publish my book. And I said, what book? And they said, well, we have here the envelope with your name. I'm calling my name is Margaret. And then I realized that these amazing friends had sent the book without me knowing. And of course, I said, of course, why not? And then to finish the story, that was the second toughest decision in my life. Normally, when you publish a book and you, at the end, the publisher will give you the final draft that you have to sign, and that gives them the security that what is written in the book is what you want the book to be. And to my surprise, when they sent me the final draft, they had changed 50% of what I had written. So I called immediately Margaret and I said, Margaret, this is not the book I wrote. And she said, yes, but this is the book that sells. Mm. I had betrayed my heart once by not following the voice of my heart, and I wouldn't do it again. So I said to Margaret, look, listen, either you publish it the way I wrote it or the contract is off. And again, I heard the same thing. One day you will regret it. We know all about publishing houses. You don't know anything. Well, at least maybe one day I'll regret it, but at least I have something good. I have no one to blame. It was my decision. It was the voice of my heart. And these friends said, look, if someone like Penguin Random House was interested, can we self-publish the book? And I said, of course. And as long as you publish it the way I wrote it. And it comes with all the photographs of all my trips and dolphins I've surfed. It's an illustrated book. And to our surprise, on the first year in Australia only, we sold like 100,000 copies.
Wow.
And for some reason, you know, word of mouth. The book went to the Frankfurt Book Fair, which is the biggest book fair in the world in Germany. And from there, it was just like a snowball. It's been 23 years. It's been translated to 48 languages and dialects. And the last one was, I was amazed because I couldn't believe it. Have you heard about Esperanto? This language that used to be from the past?
Of course. Yes.
Okay. So the book is going to be published in Esperanto.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah. And but the beauty and the thing that made me so happy, Laura, was that I never thought there were so many people around the world questioning their life the way I was questioning mine. You know, this is all there is? And then I realized that, yes, we all come with a gift. Every human being comes with a gift. And it's just a matter of finding it and live the life you were supposed to live in order to find the true purpose of your life.
Yes.
And share it with us, the magic you have found.
Yes, true. It's amazing. It's so beautiful. Also, your encounter with the dolphin. I think dolphins are... Sometimes I have the feeling that dolphins and whales are our like spiritual ancestors, and they have such important messages for us, and they're like our guidance, our guides. And so I think the encounter you had is beautiful, and that you then kind of channeled this energy into this book is just amazing.
I remember once I was in really crystal clear waters in the coast of Ecuador, and a humpback whale came to me. And basically, we were touching each other.
Wow.
And, you know, she came and passed at the side of me, stayed for a while, and it looked into my eyes. And for me, it's been the closest I've been to God, whatever God means to anyone, that I've experienced in my life.
Yes.
It was such an enlightenment of the true important things in life, at least for me.
I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree. I just had this experience here a month after we arrived in Maui. I was surfing in the morning, and then this whale, this humpback whale, she jumped out of the water 100 meters in front of us. She jumped out of it entirely with her entire body. And she was like in the air and like letting herself fall back into the water. And we were all sitting crying there. We were sitting on our sofa, and we were just because of this. You cannot describe it, but it's you said. It's just this acknowledgement of nature and of love and joy.
It's like telepathic. Because when I had the kind of encounters that you're talking about, I don't think maybe only a poet could describe what your heart, your whole body is feeling at that moment. It's like what I call those few moments of true enlightenment.
Yes.
That change your life forever. What Steve Jobs would call follow the dots.
Mm. Yes, yeah. That's true. And it's so interesting because it's so clear in my mind of this whale, you know, I will never forget it. The same, you will never forget the dolphin or the way you looked into the eyes. It's like it gets burned in a positive way into your soul, and you can recall it. It's amazing. Yeah. So beautiful.
It's like I wrote in one of my books, the moment lasts for a second, but the memory will last for a lifetime.
It is exactly like that. I mean, the whale, it was just maybe 2 seconds that she jumped out. And I mean, you see whales all the time here, right? You see them with their, I don't know the English words, but you see them playing, jumping, but That was so special. That was so, I was crying. We were all crying sitting there just
And
crying, so
don't,
touched.
yeah, the same thing. And
Yeah.
there's no reason why to ask why. It just, you just
Yeah.
say, start to cry.
That's true. Maybe, yeah, that's true. So in the dreaming, the Träumende Delfin in German, the dolphin in English, what would be one, maybe a takeaway that people who are going to read the book then, or what is a message you would like to transport in the book that is for you important that the reader might take away for
Of
themselves when
course.
reading the book?
I realized after 25 years, because I read it some days ago, that basically it was the story of my life in the eyes of a dolphin. What I would say is there's nothing wrong. Money is necessary, but be careful. I live a life in which luckily, I have everything, but not, fashion. You can see I have a t-shirt, that's the way I am. Be careful what you choose in life, because we came to this world with a purpose. And from my experience, the only way to find that purpose is by following the voice of your heart. I'll give you an example. When you do something naughty or something not too bad, you feel your heart is telling you that's not right. And when you do something that makes you really happy, your heart is full of joy, or your soul, whatever it is. So listen to the voice of your heart, no matter what others tell you, because your path is not necessarily the path of the others. And in my experience, of course, give it your best shot, listen to the voice of your heart, do it with love, with passion. Choose what you want to do in life, and the rest will come by consequence.
Yes, true.
Not the other
Thank
way.
you. That's true. Thank you for sharing. I have
No.
two last questions. So the first is, as I devote kind of my life to inspire people to live their own spirituality and to follow their own spiritual path and to really find out what their soul wants to explore here on this
Of
life.
course.
So I try to show that spirituality is for everyone something totally different, and we all live our spirituality in very different ways. So, what does spirituality mean to you, and how do you live like your spiritual side or your own spirituality? How do you express your own spirituality?
I was born in a Catholic family. But in my travels around the world, I've stayed in a Buddhist temple. I've also been to Middle East countries, the Quran, Hindu. So many. I've basically studied all the religions, and because they all come to us the same point, I consider myself not a religious person, but a spiritual person.
Yes.
And the place where I feel my best is in nature. Surrounded by the creation of who knows what, but everything that is real. Spirituality is a choice of the heart. And I always say, as long as my spiritual life is over my material life, I will always be okay.
That is beautiful.
Always, always.
That's
That
really
peace,
beautiful.
that serendipity, that seeing the world with true eyes, and I guess one of the ways to do it is to travel and in the quietness of the woods, or you know, surfing a wave in a sunset, find exactly who you are and keep your spirituality always before the other things, at least for me.
Thank you for sharing. I absolutely agree. So the last question is, imagine you live a really, really long, happy, fulfilled life. So you get really, really, really old. But one day that will be the last day of this lifetime and everything will be deleted. So there was like a technical mistake and all your books are deleted. Everything you ever wrote is deleted. All the podcasts, interviews you ever did are gone. And I would come to you and I would say, Sergio, lo siento mucho, but everything is deleted. Everything is gone. But I do have a white sheet of paper and a pen. And you could write on this white sheet of paper three wisdoms or things that you would like humanity to remember, to live by, and to make maybe humanity a kinder, more loving place. What would you write down? What would be your three last words, kind of, that you would like to share?
I would say I have four, Laura.
Perfect. You're the first one who says, like, I want one more.
I'm sorry.
It's good. No, I like that.
I'm sorry.
That's good. Perfect.
Yeah. I've lived a long life. Now, looking back to the past, I wrote my last book called Verbote, which is basically the messenger, but there was no German exact word. So it's called Der Bote in German. And I would say, live never exists. That would be the first one. The second one, it would be instead of having. And if you have, share it with those that were not so fortunate as you. And the third one would be, it's so simple to be happy. The secret is to keep simple throughout your lifetime. And the day I have to go, and I will go with the dolphins, that's my wish, surfing a big wave. I have some friends that already know what the plan is. If they put something about me, just he lived the way he preached. A total open life with no secrets, or just a pure life. Yeah. Learning from mistakes.
Thank you so much, Sergio. It was such a pleasure talking to you, and thank you for taking us with you on this beautiful journey and encounters you had with nature, with surfing, with your own soul. And thank you for writing your books and for sharing this. And thank you, Der Träumende Delfin. There it is.
Yeah.
Two things, if I can say,
it's a Träumende Delfin, but for some reason, my publisher, I think it was all German. It's PH, not F. Mm-hmm. And now after 25 years that the book has gone out throughout the world, all my publishing houses are publishing a hardcover book.
Oh, nice.
And it's already been published. It's in every place in German-speaking countries. Now comes Spanish and then English.
Beautiful, beautiful. So I will put all the links in the show notes for everyone, but also go to your local bookstore, get it there, support the local bookstores. I think this is also always really, really good.
No, and, definitely support the bookstores, please.
Yes.
Technology is wonderful, but it depends how you use it.
And yes, exactly.
I keep going to my little beautiful bookstore.
Me too.
That I love to spend so much time, and the person who is there is just wisdom.
Beautiful. Thank you, Sergio. Muchísimas gracias.
No, thank to you, Laura, for this. I'm honored to be your forum.
Thank you. Ich hoffe, du konntest ganz viel hier aus der Folge für dich mitnehmen und fühlst dich gerade ganz beseelt und glücklich. Und wie immer, nimm dir gerne die Minute, spring vorbei bei mir bei Instagram @LauraMarlinaSeiler. Folg mir super gerne, ich nehme dich da immer ein bisschen mit in mein Leben und hinter die Kulissen. Und du bekommst da auf jeden Fall auch immer alle Neuigkeiten als erstes. Und ich freue mich riesig, wenn du unter dem Post von heute zu der Podcast-Folge deine Gedanken dalässt. Was war für dich eine schöne Erkenntnis? Was hast du für dich mitgenommen? Was war vielleicht ein Gedanke oder auch eine Frage, die vielleicht aufgetaucht ist? Und unter allen Kommentaren verlosen wir jede Woche immer eins von meinen wunderschönen Happy, Holy and Confident Notizbüchern und ein Happy, Holy and Confident Shirt von Rock On Namaste. Also es lohnt sich auf jeden Fall, da mitzumachen. Und dann, genau, wünsche ich dir jetzt einfach einen wunderschönen Tag. Wie gesagt, den Link zum Total Abundance Workshop findest du in den Shownotes. Sei da super, super gerne dabei. Ich freue mich auf dich. Samstag den ganzen Tag, 17.09., also nicht den ganzen Tag, sondern von 10 bis 15 Uhr, werden wir zusammen unsere Energie auf ein ganz neues Level bringen. Es wird um Fülle gehen, um finanzielle Fülle gehen und wie du generell in deinem Leben aufhörst, immer das Gefühl zu haben, nicht genug zu sein, nicht genug zu haben und ja, da deine Energie auf ein ganz anderes Level bringst. Ich freue mich, wenn wir uns da sehen. Link ist in den Shownotes. Klick drauf, melde dich an. Und ich wünsche dir jetzt einen wunderschönen Tag. Es ist so schön, dass es dich gibt. Keep your head up high, my friend. Und leb dein Leben so, wie es sich für dich richtig anfühlt. Bring Gutes in die Welt. Pass auf dich auf. Ich schicke dir eine große Umarmung. Und wir hören uns spätestens nächste Woche wieder. Rock on and Namaste. Deine Laura.